This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:40, a little gray and misty here in Mill Valley, but I suspect that'll clear up. You had mentioned you've been having a lot of that same kind of like gray in the morning and then nice toward the afternoon down your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it's a mix of overcast and sun breaking through and then even comes back later in the day. San Jose, though, is going to be super sunny and beautiful today, so they win.
As usual. Thanks, San Jose. All right, let's hit the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone helped us redo our kitchen. We got everything there, the countertops, the backsplash, and you can do that too. They've got all the stuff, everything, and they have experts there to help you. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, San Jose, and Dublin, or online at allnaturalstone.com.
Dublin.
Allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. So where to begin? I think I'll start with my most serious story, like I always do, and then we'll go down from there. So this story, I told you I was watching a Law & Order marathon on the Wii channel over the weekend, and this story is right out of that. A gunman killed a federal judge's son at her home. He appeared to be dressed as a FedEx driver, they say. This is a U.S. District Court of New Jersey, Judge Esther Salas. The son has died after the gunman opened fire on her home Sunday. They say this judge clearly was targeted, or her family was targeted, I should say. Let me see. Daniel, the boy, he was 20. He was killed in the shooting, and her husband was wounded, they say.
Oh, my God.
The guy walked right up to their front door. The young man answered the door with his father right behind him, and they opened to a hail of gunfire, and then the gunman took off, was wearing, again, they say, something that looked like a FedEx uniform, but they say it's one dude. But this is a person, excuse me, whose family was targeted because of her job, obviously, and I don't know what cases she's working on, and they don't mention it in the story. But it is truly right out of a Law & Order episode.
It's so awful. I just can't believe it. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Yeah, her
someone
baby boy.
Someone
he's
with
20,
a grudge, right?
But
sure,
it's
he's
one
still
of those
your baby.
Things
my
where
kid's 20, and he's still like a little tiny boy that I would cuddle if he'd let me. It's
right.
Horrible.
And you'll do their laundry when they let you, too.
Sure, if they'll let me.
Right.
I just want to be useful. I want to be needed. Can I get you anything? You need anything, darling?
They say this judge has presided over several high-profile cases. So, and they say
who knows
actually,
what angered the person. You know, it could have been anything, really.
They also she was the judge in the financial fraud case of Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa and Joe Giudice.
Yeah.
Is that how you say that?
Well, Judice? I don't know. Yuzi used to say Judice. I think that might be how they say it on the show, but it does look like Giudice.
But either way, she has had high-profile cases, but that's the story for her. Monday morning as she's trying to figure out who attacked her family.
Well, and until they know, I mean, wouldn't you just be in utter fear for your life? Like, oh my God, you know, they killed my son. They shot my husband. Clearly I'm the target.
I mean, that would.
Oh my God.
We've gone through this, and I know that, you know, I was hoping as we were out on vacation that the need to do any stories about COVID would just go away.
We've got the vaccine and it's all set.
COVID would go away, but it has not. In fact, we've backslid. And so a lot of families out there are trying to figure out how we're going to move forward into the back half of the year, which includes the new school year. Mm-hmm. We've decided we're going to keep our kid home and she's just going to do school on the computer, at least in the beginning. You know, I've mentioned before she has some kind of gut issue and it's possibly Crohn's, which is a it would be bad if she got sick. So we're just like, nope, we're not going there. There's just no way, not without a much better COVID situation in our society. So that's our plan. But a survey asked people to name the top ways they've bonded with the kids in quarantine. And I see a lot of people have had to just figure out how to get their kids out. In many cases, they get them out even though they're having to be in public and risk whatever that comes with because they feel like I'm going crazy. How many couch forts can we allow to happen in here before we lose our minds?
Right.
And there's no doubt. You see I don't know where my kid, I think it was on Netflix, found this show. It's called something Lava. And the whole premise of this game show.
The floor is lava.
You know
lava.
This?
Yeah, I watched one episode. I'm like, this is so dumb.
But it's a game every kid plays.
Yeah, but I played
it
all the time when I was a kid.
You have to jump from pillow to pillow and there's hot lava. Mm-hmm. I can't believe they made a show out of that. It's perfect for children.
It is a show that is based on the game many kids play. It's just like, don't step on the cracks. You just don't step on the ground because the ground's lava.
Right.
Is it actually, do any of the children die in the lava?
No.
Like, oops,
in fact,
Jimmy got the lava.
Well, yes, that happens. But the show is actually grown-ups competing.
Oh.
And they're in a room and it's water, but it's colored red like lava would be. And all of the things in the room move. So you have a timer going. Anyway, it's just a trip. But that's, my kid found it and was like, oh my God, they're playing the game we play right here in the living room. So for those of you who haven't seen it, there, I just turned you on to a new show.
Oh, yay.
Anyway, what are people doing with their kids? The number one is playing games.
Yeah.
That's something that we've done a ton of, a lot of stuff. Candyland, Battleship, Uno.
Yeah.
We got a checkerboard. We're playing checkers now. Exposing them to old TV shows you like. I told you guys we watched, what is that movie?
Parent Trap.
I was just about to say Twins, but that's not the... Anyway,
not the same
that's something
one.
Else. Yeah. Right. So showing them one of your favorite movies, exposing them to old TV shows you like, letting them help you in the kitchen. We've absolutely done that one. Also, letting them help you with chores is another one we've been doing at our house.
That's good.
Talking to them more, playtime in general has gone up. We've been riding bikes a ton, and it's pretty good during the week. On the weekend, you find yourself going, everybody turn, everybody cross the street, everybody, you know what? Let's go home. It's too crowded out here. We're done.
Yep.
So that's, depending on your comfort level, works great or not at all.
We've been doing a ton of bike riding. It's fun. It's fun for me because I'm on an electric bike. Everyone else is puffing away, but you know, that's fun. Just, it's a nice family activity. Yeah. Like, this is so fun. Let's go up that hill.
Yeah. But you've got the bionic legs, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm like a superhero. It's great.
Reading books together, playing video games together, exposing them to more music, which we've definitely done, teaching them about some of your hobbies, also on the list. So parents are making it work, and really it comes down to, you don't have a choice. You have to
make it work because it's that or bedlam.
To.
I know.
I mean, there's no.
It's just so boring playing with kids. I hate to say it, but it's just like, I'm sorry. If I never play another round of Candyland, it's too soon. Like, I just, you know, and I'm not letting them win either. That's BS. If I have to play this game, I'm playing it. And you're going down.
You're hardcore.
Well, you know, at least it would be slightly interesting to me. Oh, I crush your dreams again. All right.
I should thank one of our listeners who recommended a show. So one of the things that's happened at my house through this pandemic is that there have been shows, more shows my kid has been exposed to, but also we have found out she has no ability to, she gets scared. Mm-hmm. It just comes down to something like a zombie. Forget it. That kid's not sleeping tonight. Just right off sleep. She's going to be up all night. So we've had to get real careful about what, and someone suggested a show called Bluey, which is a cartoon about an Australian shepherd, basically.
Oh.
And it's great. We've been watching it, and it's age appropriate. So the Minecraft, that's out. Too many zombies.
Zombies in Minecraft? I had no idea.
Yes. Yep. No good. There's also Liv and Maddie we watched. Something on there got her...
Oh, no.
Off on a few sleepless nights. We had to yank her from that show. So,
oh, no.
Anyway, Bluey, if you're out there and you got a 6-year-old, that's right in there. It's in the sweet spot. and I should mention, I started watching a show called Devs, D-E-V-S, and it's on Hulu. There's only one season, but it's filmed in San Francisco. There's tons of great Bay Area shots in this show. If you're into that, you're going to love this show. I still don't know what the hell, because it's some tech company and they're up to a lot of no good, which includes, erasing people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I don't know. It's really.
So you like it, though. We need to.
I like it.
We put it on the list. We have a list going at this point. I'm not done with all the English period pieces yet. You know, I'm currently watching Victoria.
It's written and directed by that dude that we liked who wrote The Beach.
Yes, Alex Garland. We looked it up when you had mentioned it, and because my son was like, I've watched a couple episodes of that, and I think he said he stopped it because he thought we'd like it. So we'll that's on the list for sure.
The dude who plays the tech kite. Tycoon is unrecognizable, but he's the guy with the big mustache from, I think, Parks and Rec.
Oh, really?
And he's unrecognizable as that dude. His hair is more blonde. He's grown a huge beard.
Oh.
You don't even know Nick that it's Offerman. The same guy.
Yeah,
that guy. So
people
anyway, it's worth a look if you're into it. Where am I at time-wise? Let me go to do a few texts here before I tap out. It's nice to be back, everyone.
It's nice to
see your faces, by the way.
Nice to see your face, too.
I've missed you guys.
Missed you, too.
Okay, so here's our text number, 800-400-3697. Here's a few. 408 says, Vinny, the judge whose son was killed was recently assigned to a case related to Trump's finances. I don't know that, but okay.
The plot thickens.
Bump, bump, bump. Here's another one. She's the judge in the Epstein case. The conspiracy continues.
Wow.
Yeah, a bunch of people are writing in the Epstein connection. Yikes.
Hard to believe that would be what they were targeting her for. I mean, is there, you know, who's trying to protect anything in that case? Well,
I don't know.
Never mind. I'm sure there's actually quite a few people now that I think about it. Oh, I hope my name doesn't come up in that.
Someone in royalty is associated with all of that too, right?
Yeah, Prince Andrew. And I think that, you know, the thing is, like, there's more judges. I don't know how many judges they think they're going to be able to kill in this, you know, if that's what this is about. My thought is when a judge gets killed, it's usually a vendetta.
Well, you say that. Well, there's more judges, but you know, if you hear that's happened to the family of the judge that last had the case, you might say, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just, you know, I really can't do it. Sorry.
So I don't know how that goes. Maybe they have a stronger feeling of commitment to their job where they wouldn't do that. I'm not sure, but yikes.
Or maybe they wait until they get a judge that they think will be friendlier. Like, who knows what her political leanings are.
510 says, shout out to Billy at All Natural Stone in Berkeley. She's the best. Thanks for the rec, Vinny.
Hey, Billy. Nice. Advertising
Look
works.
At advertising working, everyone.
Please call our sales department, 765-4000 in the 415.
Well done, Sarah. Good job.
Thank you.
What's coming up in the trash?
I have an update on Survivor. I have an update on Big Brother. And I have an update on Ozark. And Metallica
what?
After these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.